Time now for emergency traffic. Let's go to Ricky Meese.
Accidents tying up traffic southbound I-15 at about 2700 south and just before 3300 south, causing stop-and-go delays all the way back to downtown at an extra 10 to 15 minutes to your normal KSL travel times. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow from 106 south up to 72nd south. And then we have the rollover accident blocking a right lane of traffic westbound I-215 south belt at about 300 east. Provo Canyon delays both directions. Only one lane getting by each direction due to a crash with injuries at Bridal Veil Falls. So anticipate merging to the right in order to get around this accident. Mark?
We got one accident up north, northbound I-15. Looks like that's going to be close to 2600 south, and that's got delays. And then it's really been rough in Davis County for quite some time this afternoon. We've had a fire working over off of Legacy Parkway, Woods Cross area, and that's really tied up some traffic there. And then I-15's been slow through Davis County between Farmington, really, and Roy heading into Weber County. And I-84 has been very heavy as well through South Weber, approaching and past Highway 89. UDOT Construction Alert, expect heavy delays this week on I-15 near the point of the mountain. Lane restrictions starting Friday night and continue through Monday morning for pavement and bridge work. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.